recent political action was because the show that you were doing was to attract people who didn't want to think about war. What changed?
Yeah, well, 9/11 changed me, I guess. Starting on 9/12, I realized that there's a problem here. We are 4% of this planet, and the other 96% is not going to go away. You know, we're outvoted in the United Nations routinely 140-4 on issues that matter to the desperately poor half of humanity, the half of the people on this planet who are trying to live on $2 a day. When we hear Ahmadinejad say something angry to us, it's pretty naive to think that he's talking to us. He is what we would call shoring up his political base. Who's his political base? Small town, less educated, frightened, fundamentalist Muslim parents who are motivated by the same thing that many Americans who are so adamantly against Iran are motivated by, fear and love. We've got to understand that. And when we do, all of a sudden, we have a chance to get together and humanize each other and realize politicians will come and go, but we're all just parents trying to raise our kids according to our values.
Yeah. You talk very confidently about that now. Did you know that that was what you were going to discover when you went to Iran?
No, I was afraid to go to Iran. I remember it was really interesting. Just almost exactly a year ago, we headed off with our public television film crew, and I came very close to leaving our big camera in Athens, thinking they'd be throwing rocks at us when they saw an American film crew on the streets of Tehran. And I thought we'd go in there with our little sneak camera. But we went in with our big camera, and thank goodness we did. I mean, I'll tell you, I've never been received so warmly and enthusiastically on the streets as an American. I began my journey in Tehran, the capital city of this perplexing nation. Tehran projected mixed messages. Murals denounced the USA and Israel as evil empires. Yet the people broke into smiles when they heard we were Americans. Now, people didn't like my president, and I don't like their president, you know, but that's beside the point. They were curious about me. They're very afraid that their kids, if they have a Western-oriented government, that their kids will become boy toys, you know, little sex toys and drug addicts and crass materialists. I had a woman actually cross the street to tell me we just don't want our children to be raised like Britney Spears. You know, they're victims of a lot of propaganda over there, and they're victims of their government's agenda that wants to demonize us, and we are victims of propaganda and our government's agenda. It's occurred to me that this is subversive stuff in my industry. Tourism is, along with armaments, the biggest industry on the planet. And nobody in the industry wants people to start traveling and thinking. On Friday, the mosques are filled with thousands of people praying in services that felt surprisingly similar to my church back home. Down by the river, families picnic and stroll along the grassy bank. Bridges were crowded with young people doing what seemed like a Persian paseo. It could almost be in Europe.
Are you at all afraid that what you've done is whitewash Iran?
Well, some people think I'm a Jane Fonda mouthpiece for Iran, the bad guys, or something like that, but that's why I'm doing this. I think what I'm doing is humanizing the planet, and I think it's a matter of good character to know people before you bomb them. For every bullet that flies and every bomb that drops, it has my name on it if it's coming from my country, and I take personal responsibility for that, and I'm not going to let the media tell me what the issues are. I want to go there and talk to people. I was just down in El Salvador. Wow, what an experience to go to El Salvador and talk to people who lost their war against United States interests. You find a memorial in the main park in the capital city of that country that is a perfect knockoff of our Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. Thousands of names chipped into that granite, that black granite stone, loved ones tenderly fingering the name of their dead loved one, and then realizing each one of those names is the name of a person who was killed by my country in
Wow.
a war.
Well, and anybody who has ever been by the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. will have a visceral reaction to what you just said.
But, you know, that week I was supposed to go to Mazatlan with my wife and kids and lay on the beach. And I was invited to the 25th anniversary of the assassination of Archbishop Oscar Romero. And I told my wife, Ann, I'm just going to be no fun on the beach. I've got a curiosity for this. I've got a passion for people's struggles in Central America. I want to learn what's going on. You can have fun. Fun is great. That's part of travel. But you have the opportunity to better understand the reality on this planet and to realize that, you know, the fact that people are different is something not to be afraid of, but it's to celebrate.